how to actually attend to them,
Yeah, so
then
your sharing has been very helpful.
resolve them amicably. That one very
Yeah.
useful. Applying the Dhamma means Noble Eightfold Path,
Yeah.
having
So
right view to accept the reality because law of karma, and
yeah.
you are what you are. Yeah, your mind function that way, following Chitta-niyama, which is the Paticca-samuppada. Yes, because that is how living beings get entangled from avijja, wrong view.
Yeah.
So wrong view, ignorance is the main determination of suffering. So without that, we will not cling on to the five aggregate form and mind, thinking that it's real, thinking that this is what we are. Then you also should learn what we have gone through. Everything that arise within this conditioned world, they are dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, causal phenomena. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity created, pop, just come like that. No. And then when they come, the causes and conditions will decide what state or what condition they are. Then as causes and conditions transform or change, then it will sustain its existence. But when causes and conditions cease to be, it ceases to exist. So what is real, what is unreal? Everything is within this law of dependent origination. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, you're teaching on the pure awareness as well as the phenomenal world of consciousness. There are two states. One is the pure state, one is the phenomenal state.
Means you have
Yeah.
two mind.
Yeah.
One is the mundane thinking mind that come out from the awareness nature. The awareness nature is just a nature. It's not a mundane mind. It got no words, no concept, no idea, no duality, nothing. It's just that nature, aware, finish.
Yeah, that clarity, it helped me to understand the Heart Sutra, which I also struggling to understand the teaching of the Heart Sutra. Yeah. So
Because the
it
Heart Sutta is about true emptiness. So in true emptiness, this is what we call the unconditioned. So in the unconditioned, there is no birth, no old age, sickness and death. No, all the things that the existential world believe to exist, even the Four Noble Truths, it doesn't exist. Even no one attained, no one realized, and all those things. That pertains to the unconditioned. But in the conditioned world, there is Dhamma, there is law of karma, there is living being, there is existential reality, duality, everything. So ability to understand that these two are separate Dhamma. One is the unconditioned, the other one is conditioned. So within existence, we live in a world of conditioned arising world. That's why yi qie you wei fa. Then Zhu Meng Huan Fang. So all these become like easy to understand, clear. Then from there, you live your life, you become different. Then when you know that everything is dependent on reality, no reality, not a permanent unchanging entity, cannot be me, cannot be I. Then your aggregates of mind, feeling, perception, consciousness, and the content of consciousness, Sankhara, they come and they go and you didn't die. They cannot be you, understand? Which means they are byproduct of the mundane thinking. When you stir, then they arise. If there is no mundane thinking, there is no aggregates of mind. So all this you will understand. Means the aggregate of mind also not you. That's why rupang anicca, rupang anatta, vedana anicca, vedana anatta. So slowly this will become clear to you. Stabilize. Then you can live it. You can apply the understanding. So this is the first time you all listen. I know you and especially Bingfi, you all appreciate the understanding that is shared because you know that it's useful. But the stability of it will bring you to another level. Then you can live it. Initially, of course, you have to remind yourself. Every time you get into trouble, your old habitual way will come in. And so Then you realize, hey, gratitude say, whenever I am unhappy, not peaceful, the evil root are there. Then you track. And that's all. Then after that, you learn how to apply. If what gratitude say come from the Buddha, that thing is just the way it is. I can't change. That is the reality. Condition like that, things will be hard. Continue to stabilize this understanding. Then you will have that wisdom to come to terms with whatever happened based on this understanding. But this is a reality, cannot be otherwise. So you cannot go and argue with the reality. Reality is, your condition set, it will be like that. You want things your way, you suffer. That one must develop stability or understanding. Then later on, it become a part of you. Then very easy to accept things for what they are. Then very easy to be at peace with all things that arise. Okay? Very
so
good.
So the other thing is the unique about this retreat is the awareness-based
meditations,
which I think are very useful.
Yeah.
I tried out one of the lying down posture. And just let my body be my head body. And it's very calm, very still, and
very good.
Silent.
Sadhu.
And I have an injury on my arm, so I can feel the energy.
The energy go there.
Move to that
he
area.
He tried to heal all the clot, the thing he tried to heal.
Yeah, there's a pulsations and it's
sensation.
Painful, but I can.
Wow, Sadhu. No, your sensitivity has arrived.
Yeah.
Because when you lie down, like you say, very calm, very peaceful, no thought, means you have got the awareness, the initial level already. And that can make you sensitive. That's why you can feel all this. Then you will know your body very well. Understand? Then how you function as a human, you will know which part of the brain activated, which part of the, what they call, emotion at the heart, how it stirred. Everything you will come to understand through direct verification within your own form of mind.
Yeah, I just noticed that the body have the capacity to heal by itself.
Yeah, heal by itself. When you don't resist with the wrong thought, it will heal. You know why? I told you the physics experiment, a science experiment. They take water sample from different area. They go and put under the microscope. So those with wrong thought, polluted vibration and environment, their crystal is like not orderly one, not beautiful one. It's like mutated one. So your body is 80% liquid now. So if your thought is not the virtuous thought, pure thought, if it has all these negative vibrations, then your cell will mutate on their cell. That's how people get cancer and all that. That's why disease signals arrive because of that. That's why the good mind state, right thought, based on right view, is very important. Very good. Sadhu.